Hello and welcome to the Food for the Future podcast, broadcasting live from the World Food Forum headquarters in Rome, Italy. I'm Alexandra, your host, and I'm thrilled to introduce our new series, Meet the World Food Forum, where we will take you behind the scenes of our mission, our programs, and the amazing work we do. In this episode, we are shining a spotlight on Local Action Program, which is driving impactful change at the grassroots level to tackle global agri-food challenges. Today, we are joined by Victor Mugumuiru, the program lead who will share his insights on empowering youth through national platforms and how localized initiatives can make a global difference. He will discuss the Think Global, Act Local philosophy that fuels the World Food Forum's mission, inspiring young leaders to create meaningful change in their communities. So get ready for an inspiring conversation. Let's dive in. Victor, thank you for being here with us today. And to start, could you explain what the Local Action Program is and how it aims to make a difference in agri-food systems at the community level?
Thank you, Ale, and really, it's really great to be in this Food for the Future podcast. Thank you so much for inviting me. As mentioned, my name is Victor Mugumuiru. I lead the World Food Forum's work on local youth action. And just to explain a little bit about the work that we do, especially on the Local Action Program, is that the Local Action Program is one of five programs of the World Food Forum, this global platform for empowering young people in agri-food systems. And the Local Action Program really looks into how the program can move to the local level, to the community level, to empower young people in their own communities, in their own cities, and in their own countries, because we do realize that at the local level is where we can be able to maximize opportunities for young people's participation in agri-food systems. And so we do this through three ways. One of it is through national chapters, which are national youth agri-food platforms aligned to the principles and mission of the World Food Forum. And second is to engage with the FAO decentralized offices. FAO has more than 130 countries where it is supporting. So it has regional offices in those countries, liaison offices or country offices. And so we work to collaborate with them so that we can see how young people can be better engaged where they are. And the third is to work with different governments and other partners to receive nominations for youth representatives and observers who can participate in one of the biggest platforms for young people's policy and advocacy, which is the World Food Forum Youth Assembly.
Thank you for giving us such a clear insight into local action. Could you share with us how the concept of Think Global, Act Local drives the World Food Forum national chapters? What inspired the idea of bringing youth-led agri-food system transformation to local level?
Thanks so much, Ale, for that question. And I think this is one of the biggest questions right now in the development space and in agri-food systems as well. Thinking global and acting local. And it comes from a place where we know that agri-food systems challenges are global and shared. So there's this climate change that is global and shared by very many other countries. The problems of nutrition, undernourishment, quite a number of challenges that we have in agri-food systems that are quite global and shared. But we also do realize that these challenges are influenced by different local factors. And some of these factors are social, economic, political, cultural. And so the solutions to these global and shared challenges should be customized to each local context. And so that's why this thinking global, thinking about all these global challenges, but also looking at how best we can find locally fit, customizable and inclusive solutions to achieve these solutions to the challenges. So our team really works on this and is able to look at the work that the World Food Forum is doing, generally work on youth policy and advocacy, work on empowering innovation, work on supporting capacity building and education, as well as incorporating youth culture to make it more appealing to a broader audience of young people. And so we look at these big programs and then to customize them at the country level so that they can be much more effective at the local level, creating platforms at the national level so that these young people in those areas really can be better engaged, better empowered, and can find employment opportunities in agri-food systems. So this is the concept of thinking global and acting local. And as the World Food Forum, I think it's one of the core themes and areas that it is really focusing on. While we work on a global level, we hope that at the country and local levels is where we can continue to expand. And with this, this could portend for more opportunities for young people, even in these areas where they are. And just thinking about what inspired the World Food Forum to really think about youth-led agri-food systems transformation at the local level is while the World Food Forum was working on a global but also more regional scale, and we were able to have this the World Food Forum flagship event in the previous years, what happened was there were quite a number of young people who were really inspired to take action. They got a lot of ideas, connections, networks, and inspiration from the World Food Forum flagship event. And the next set of questions was, how can I replicate this in my own community? From what I have learned here, how can I implement it best in my country? And that's why this idea of localization and youth-led local action came about.
Victor, thank you so much for your answer. We would like to know, with World Food Forum national chapters in 12 countries, what impactful local projects have you seen, and how do you bring partners and young people together across the regions? What advice do you have for someone who is looking to establish a chapter in their own country?
Yes, we have now 14 national chapters spread across the globe, and soon we'll be launching about 10 others, so that we'll be having 24 national chapters across the globe. And these are national youth agri-food platforms, in that they are country-based, and they bring together young people who are engaged in agri-food systems, those who have an inclination towards agri-food systems, be they young farmers, young agri-food entrepreneurs, students taking agricultural courses or allied courses, those who are indigenous youth, as long as they have an inclination towards agri-food systems, that they can find a platform for them to synthesize their action, to unify their interventions, and for them to undertake activities and projects that bring them together, and that they can have a collective voice in their deliberations in agri-food systems. One of the biggest challenges that we've seen, especially at the local level, is fragmentation of the youth-led voice. The youth voice, sometimes there can be young people who are agri-food entrepreneurs coming together, those who are young farmers coming together, those who are, say, indigenous youth or young fisher folk coming together, but they do not have a connection with each other. And now this lack of connection really does not portend good for agri-food systems, because, as we mentioned, it's a system. And so there needs to be a system approach to the way they look at agri-food systems. But also this fragmentation leads to piecemeal solutions. So, say, an education program for just fisher folk or for livestock, young livestock keepers or young farmers. But some of these programs can be better put together in a large scale point of view where all young people engaged in agri-food systems are involved. And so that's why we have this National Youth Agri-Food Platforms, where we work together with the FAO decentralized offices and also work with the relevant government departments to set them up. And they have been doing incredible things, these national chapters. And I can just mention a few days ago, or August 12th, on International Youth Day, we had this very brilliant 24-hour global youth events marathon, where these young people from our national chapters were showcasing the different projects and activities that they have been doing. In Brazil, they have this... they're claiming to really support young people's engagement in policy and advocacy, and they have a few set of priorities that they have consulted around and wanted to share these policy priorities in different intergovernmental processes. And so they held this discussion, synthesizing these priorities, and then sharing them with the Y7 that leads into the G7 process. So which is a political process where sometimes it's very difficult to get the youth voice, but our national chapters was able to bring together, in collaboration with the Y7, the youth voice in all of these matters. Then thinking about, for example, Ghana, a country in West Africa, they adopted this school. And in this school, quite a number of young people are interested in agri-food systems or in agriculture, but do not know where to start from. And so they brought in different agricultural professionals and young farmers, and they were able to talk to them about different career options in the agri-food sector, just to inspire these students to think about agriculture and food as a viable career choice as well. So I can also talk to you about what's happening in the Republic of Korea, where some young people, especially those who are student-based, have been planning these tours to urban farms. And the aim is to inspire students to think about how, even while they are studying in urban areas, that they can also think about an aspect of urban farming and be able to leverage the extra time that they have in their hands to grow a few crops, as well as also just become much more engaged in agri-food systems. So I've provided these examples from the Republic of Korea, from Brazil, and from Ghana, just to as a small snippet to all the activities that the national chapters are doing. And I'm really proud of the work that they are doing, and we can't really wait to see what they are going to be able to do now and even in the future.
And finally, could you tell us about the work being done at the World Food Forum headquarters in Rome? How does your team collaborate to support national chapters and drive these initiatives forward?
Thank you, Ale, for this question as well, which I think is really interesting to put across. At FAO headquarters here in Rome, we have this World Food Forum team that we have been working together with for the last few months and years. We have such an incredible team that is in touch with all of these national chapters to provide guidance to them on how they can really grow systematically. They can be able to grow, facilitate connections with the different government departments, and also get much more engaged with the FAO country offices. We have work that spans from setting up this incredible 24-hour global youth events marathon involving about 18 events, 21 countries, and also providing as much guidance to all of these youth-led national platforms that we are creating in different countries. And This team is really incredible to say, and I can't wait to see what we are also going to do now and in the future. And one of the most incredible things that we have done in the last few months and weeks is to create this guidance document on the systematic process on how one can go about to establish a national chapter. We have this World Food Forum National Chapters Blueprint that provides these steps on how to start, how to mobilize and organize for change, and then also how to convene, create customized terms of reference for each country or based on the priorities of young people in that country. Also getting feedback from different quarters, including the relevant government departments, the FAO country office, and our team here at the World Food Forum. We have seen that this National Chapters Blueprint has been really helpful to all our national chapter leaders that are supporting this. But in addition to this, we have national chapter workshops that we conduct every month, just convening all our national chapter leaders together to talk to them, explain to them, and provide clarification to them. And this has been a very useful space for them to also share best practices on what's happening on the ground and how the national chapters can be able to follow suit. So we have this champion national chapters that are already talking about what they are doing and inspiring the other national chapters to follow suit. Lastly, I will not want to finish without pointing out to some very incredible national youth food forums that are taking place right now. So we just saw the completion of the Nepal Food Forum, which was an incredible convening of different stakeholders, including youth, to think about how a collaborative action can be best put in place to see the transformation of agri-food systems in Nepal. Our national chapter was really involved in those that planning and in convening these people, in supporting young agri-food entrepreneurs, some indigenous youth as well, to showcase their activities and also their innovations. And I think that was really incredible. Today there's the Nepal Youth Food Summit that is happening. Ireland Youth Food Summit that is taking place. That is also convening young people in Ireland and also serving as an inspiration to other national chapters on how collaboration between young people and also with government can lead to tangible impact for the community, and some of the steps that this unified set of actors can be able to beget for agri-food systems in their countries. So you can always check the World Food Forum website to get much more information on what's happening on the World Food Forum and especially on World Food Forum national chapters, but also get in touch with us if you are interested to be part of this national youth agri-food platforms that we are creating.
That concludes today's episode of the Food for the Future podcast. For more updates from the World Food Forum, follow us on social media and visit our website at world-food-forum.org. Until the next time.